Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Hi guys, welcome to the first ever podcast of Not Your Typical with me, Not Your Typical Fitness Lover, Caitlin Nolan. I'm so excited right now to be filming, or not filming, recording this podcast. See, I'm not even like used to the fact that I have a podcast right now. So if you're here, I just want to say to start off, I'm so thankful for you. I'm so happy that you're here to listen to me talk, to hang out with me, get closer with me, leave my podcast feeling inspired. That's like my main goal with podcasting, which I'll get into in a minute, like why I'm even starting this podcast. But I just walked to Whole Foods, got a green juice, some sushi. I'm fully like energized and ready for this. So let's get right into it. I want to talk about why I even named this podcast Not Your Typical. I'm sure if a lot of you guys have followed me for a while, you've seen my TikTok bio, which is Not Your Typical Fitness Lover. And it's been like that since as long as I can remember, even starting my page. What that even like means to me is before I became an influencer, I always wanted to follow someone that made me feel inspired, made me feel positive when I left their page, never promoted like diet culture, didn't talk about diet culture. But at the same time, they did really motivate me to live a healthy lifestyle. And I'm not going to say that there isn't anyone out there like that. Of course, I found like amazing influencers to follow, but I always wanted to just create exactly that page for someone else. So that's kind of where the bio came. And from there, I just thought Not Your Typical was such a catchy, like fun name for a podcast. And this is definitely not going to be your typical average podcast. I really want this to be like hanging out with your best friend. It's definitely going to be more chill, girl talk vibes. That's the type of podcast that I love to listen to. So hopefully you guys are here for all the rants, all the girl talk, and I'm definitely going to be doing a lot of like Q&As type of things like that because I feel like that's such a good way to get you guys involved with the podcast as well. Next, I want to talk about why I'm even starting a podcast compared to like my YouTube channel, my TikTok, my Instagram, like why would you guys come here instead of just like going and watching a YouTube video, that type of thing? First of all, I love podcasts. Like this is probably one of my favorite platforms because I like to listen to it while I'm cleaning, while I'm driving, shopping, walking. Like I'm a huge multitasker. I feel like a lot of you guys are too because I know a lot of you guys are super into like productivity, which I am too. And I feel like podcasting is exactly that, just like kind of like killing two birds with one stone. So I always imagine myself becoming a podcaster because it's somewhere that I find is super inspiring. It's like a platform that people come to become inspired. So that's why I really want to be on this space. And I feel like we can really create a really good atmosphere here on this podcast. Also, I want to like give you guys a taste of what every single episode is going to look like on this podcast. So I have some segments planned out for every single podcast. I love when podcasts have segments. If you guys don't know what like a segment is, it just like questions that I'm going to ask either my guest when I have guests on or just myself every single episode to kind of keep it structured. So the first one is not your typical obsession or opinion. This is just like something like an unpopular opinion, something that I feel is not that popular, but I'm like obsessed with it or super opinionated about it. So today, my not so typical obsession slash opinion is the that girl trend, which I know that there's so many different opinions on this trend, and it's hard to say your opinion because you never want to like offend someone or make someone feel a certain type of way. So I just want you guys to all know with this question, like I want it to be like a very, very safe space. Yeah, it's just like lighthearted. So getting into why I think that the that girl trend is my unpopular opinion. I'm sure that if you guys have TikTok, you've seen these videos. If you haven't, the that girl trend is pretty much just like super aesthetic videos or like favorite, just like being aesthetic, if that makes sense. I've posted some videos like this and I've like refrained from using the term that girl because I know that it is super one way or the other. I know that some people find that it's like toxic to create this image of someone who's perfect. And I just like don't see it as that. I see the that girl trend as becoming your best version of yourself, which if you guys follow any of my pages, you know that that is what I promote. And I think it's important to say that. So of course it could be taken either way. There's an extreme to everything, but I really like the that girl trend because I find it super inspiring, which is the point of it. I know that a lot of people don't love it. So that's why I'm saying it's my unpopular opinion or not my typical opinion. So that is my answer for this question. I'm curious to know if you guys also agree that the that girl trend is actually motivating or if you find it toxic, but I absolutely love it. So that's my not your typical obsession of the week. My next one is one word of the week. That is my goal for the upcoming week. So I'm going to be uploading these every single Monday. So this word is going to be what I'm focusing on until the next episode. So next Monday, I'll have a new word. My word this week is going to be present. I really want to be present. It's Christmas this week. My family celebrates Christmas, Hunter's family. So I just really want to be present. I want to put my camera down as much as I can, not really focus on work and just take like the Christmas week to really focus on family and again, be present. And I also encourage you guys when you listen to this to have that intention this week too, or set your own intention. Also, you guys can always let me know like your answer to these questions. My DMs are always open. I love chatting with you guys. If you guys follow any of my other pages, one of my favorite things about being an influencer is the community aspect of it. So I hope with this podcast that I will build off of that as well. So always let me know your guys' answers every single week too. But let's get into the Q&A segment of this podcast episode. I felt like the first episode should be a girl talk Q&A. I get a lot of questions from you guys, so having just like one spot to go to get to know me better, to get to know like my vibe, what I stand for, how I view things, I felt like it was a really good idea. I actually asked all of you guys on Instagram today on my Instagram story some questions. So if you guys aren't following me on Instagram, you should, so that you guys never miss like my Q&A and stuff. But it's funny because I posted it and none of you guys know that I have a podcast yet. So I said that I was filming a YouTube video, but surprise, I'm actually not filming a podcast, which you guys know by now. But I screenshotted some of the questions. I'm going to try and answer like honestly all of the ones that I got sent in. I posted it like 2 hours ago. So I have some really good ones and I'll definitely check back and see if I missed any. But question number one, how do you not get burnt out? This question is so important because I think it is referring to not only fitness, eating healthy, but also just like overall lifestyle, work, balance, everything. I would say that I don't get burnt out because I do focus on balance. Balance is my number one thing in my lifestyle. I never want to just like do the extreme of anything. Like, for example, work. Like, I am so passionate about what I do for work that I could sit on my computer and sit on Instagram and scroll and scroll and try and get inspired and create content and do all of this every single day 24/7, which to be honest, I don't have that good of a work-life balance, but I work on it. So what I do is try and balance it as best as I can. Yes, I could sit there for hours and hours and scroll and try and get inspired and edit and this and that, but I really like am disciplined with myself where I do want to focus on balance. So I will take a step back. I'll watch a YouTube video. I'll watch Netflix, read a book, do things that I know are going to make me feel better and not get me to the point of burning out. Even if in the moment I am like really inspired and feeling creative and I want to edit a YouTube video, if it's 10 p.m. and I know that I shouldn't be working at this hour because I know myself and I know that I will get burnt out, then I'm disciplined with myself and I focus on balance. So that's something that I've always worked on. I think it's the number one reason why I don't get burnt out as easily as I used to. So focusing on balance is definitely like the number one thing I would say for that. Okay, The next two are kind of similar to each other. One says, how do you keep independence while being in a relationship? And one says, how do you balance alone time while living with your boyfriend? So if you guys don't know, I have a boyfriend. We've been dating for 4.5 years out of high school. We're high school sweethearts, which is so cute. And we just moved into our second apartment together. And we just got a new puppy, which is the cutest thing in the world. But I would say that I find independence by doing my hobbies separately from him. We have a lot of things that we do together, but I have a lot of things that I do separately. And again, I'm very disciplined in doing the things that I know make me feel better. So that's one of those things. I'm disciplined with myself for staying independent and doing things on my own. I would definitely say I'm not the most independent person. Like when I go on trips, I definitely like miss him a lot and I miss home and I miss my family. So I'm not saying that I'm the best at this, but I would say that what I do to work on it is really making sure that I'm finding hobbies and things that I do alone. Even if it's just like running to Starbucks alone, running to Target alone, just like doing things as alone, obviously like as safe as I can. I'm not gonna like go to Target really late at night or something, but I just focus on doing as much as I can by myself. That way, when we do spend time together, we are both individuals and growing as a couple. I just think like independence is so important in a relationship on both sides of the relationship. I think that's like what is gonna help the relationship grow anyway. So definitely doing things by myself has helped me. The next one is, what are the top 5 things that you focus on every single day to better yourself? I would say this is my favorite question I've ever been asked because it's the daily habits that have changed my life. If you guys don't know, I actually had a huge like fitness journey, which I am actually posting another YouTube video explaining in depth about my fitness journey. I can also do a podcast episode if you guys want, but my life did a 180. I'm literally saying that everything in my life has changed in the past like 2 to 3 years, I would say. And I did everything in a very like intuitive way, like nothing restrictive, no diets, anything like that. I just started focusing on things that made me feel better physically, mentally, just everything. So I really like this question because like I said, the daily habits are what did change my life. It's kind of hard to pick just 5, but I would say the number one thing, or this isn't going to be in order actually. So these are just 5 things, not in order, things that I do every day. Okay, first one is going to be having a morning routine and having a night routine. I would say because I love structure. I'm such a structured person. I thrive off of structure and waking up and knowing exactly that I'm going to make my coffee. I'm going to do my 5-minute journal. I'm going to sit here for a second and breathe before I go on my phone. These are things that I just like make me feel my best in the morning and at night as well. And it's something to look forward to. So just like little things that I look forward to that keep me structured have really helped me. Number 2 is staying hydrated. I drink a lot of water. I love to make sure that I'm getting in my water intake. Number 3 is finding healthy recipes that I actually enjoy. And what I mean by this is, of course, I can make a super nutritious meal that I don't enjoy, that doesn't taste good. But first of all, that's no fun. Second of all, I'm never going to want to have it again. And third of all, I'm going to feel like I'm like on a diet or like missing out because I'm not going to enjoy what I'm eating. So there are so many healthy recipes. Shout out my foodie girl Instagram. I posted a lot of healthy recipes if you guys didn't know. But yeah, there's so many healthy recipes that are just as nutritious. And when I enjoy them, I crave them. It makes living a healthy lifestyle so much more enjoyable. So definitely finding recipes that I enjoy. Number 4 is gratitude journaling. This is something that has made like body image and just like my positive outlook on life so much better. I wake up every single morning. Sometimes I don't do it in the morning. Sometimes I do it midday, and I write down 3 things that I'm grateful for and 3 affirmations, and also 3 things that I'm looking forward to for the day that will make the day good. This is actually called the 5-minute journal, but you can do it without the journal. I just think it changed my life because it made my mindset so much different. It starts my day in a good note, and also the affirmation part of it really helps me with like my mindset, like I said, with like body image and stuff like that, which I have struggled with in the past, which I can talk about later in this podcast as well. But yeah, gratitude journaling is like so important to me. And then the last one is having a fitness routine or finding workouts that I enjoy. Kind of goes along with the nutritious meals that I enjoy, because again, I'm never going to want to work out. It's going to feel like a punishment if I'm not enjoying my workout. For me, I love yoga. I love lifting. I love walking. So just like finding workouts that genuinely make me feel happy and make me feel good. That way I actually stick to a workout routine. I don't have like a specific workout routine where I'm like, Mondays I do this, Tuesdays I do this. But I do like to work out or aim for like 3 to 4 workouts a week. And I also go on walks almost daily just to get in the sun, get some movement in. So those are my top 5 habits that I do every single day that I swear have changed my life. I actually really love this next question. It's how to recover from a bad day body image wise, which I just mentioned this in the last question. I've definitely struggled with body image, and this is something that I definitely focus on with my fitness journey, is not focusing on the body image part of like working out or eating healthy. I truly live a healthy lifestyle to feel my best. That's like the key word, feel. Not to look a certain way, but to feel a certain way. So on days where I wake up and I don't feel great about my body image, which of course happens, like I'm human and I don't like that. Sometimes that happens, but we can't control everything. What I do on those days is affirmations, and I literally look at myself in the mirror and I tell myself that I'm beautiful, and I'll literally say exactly what is bugging me that day. If it's whatever it is, I'll pinpoint that exact thing that I'm feeling negative about, and I will give affirmations to myself in the mirror. I like do not care if this is cheesy. Like literally Hunter has walked in on me while I'm doing this and been like, what are you doing type of thing? And I just like don't care, because no matter how cheesy it is, it has genuinely changed my life. And just talking to myself in a positive way was something so new to me. Like 2 years ago, I feel like I was so bad at negative self-talking, which to this day, like I still have a super like funny self-deprecating humor, which is probably not the best. And at the same time, like I'm huge on affirmations and self-love. So it's like funny that I always talk about that. And then like another day I'm like, oh my God, my YouTube videos suck. It's like, okay, let's not be negative. But yeah, I've struggled in the past with like negative self-talk where I never talked positively to myself. So the fact that I even do affirmations in the mirror is such a win. And it's just like the best thing in the entire world. So I seriously, if you guys ever struggle with bad body image days, like look at yourself and give yourself compliments in the mirror, and not just like compliments that have to do with like your body image at that time, even though that is what you're struggling with. Also give yourself like compliments about your personality and your humor and your energy and just like things like that, because that's what matters. Like your image does not matter. I've never in my life thought back to someone and liked them because of what they looked like. Like literally ever in my entire life, I always love the people that make me feel good, that energize me, that have like a positive outlook on life. Like those are the things that matter. So on those days, I just like remind myself of that, like even more than I already do on a normal day.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
So, I hope that one answered your question. Okay, the next question is the first thing to do to start your health journey. I would say the first thing that I would do is get clear on a goal, because I'm a very goal-oriented person. Like every single day I set goals, and I feel like having a good idea of what you want out of a health journey is important, and that's what's going to motivate you on the hard days, and that's what you're going to wake up in the morning like remembering. So I don't mean any way like being like, oh, I want to have abs. Like I just like do not promote that. I don't promote having like a body image goal. For me, I really wanted to feel energized, and I wanted to just wake up like feeling refreshed and good. I've spent so much of my life just like not feeling good, not eating foods that make me feel energized, not like having a workout routine, that type of thing, drinking alcohol. So yeah, at the start of my fitness journey or like wellness journey, whatever you want to call it, my goal was to feel good. And that is what's kept me motivated ever since. So I would say the first thing that anyone needs to do when starting like a new journey is having a clear goal, something that's really going to motivate you, something way deeper than a body image, because that's what's going to actually like help and motivate you through the hard days. The next question is, how do you balance time between a partner and your friends? And I would say what to do is having specific things that you do with each person. So for example, like I love going to Zara with my friend Lily. It's like one of our favorite things to do together. So if I want to go to Zara, I probably wouldn't ask Hunter to go to Zara. I would ask Lily. So first of all, he wouldn't even enjoy going with me. And I know that Lily would. So I'd rather spend that time with someone who would also enjoy it. And then on the flip side of it, I love like sitting on the couch with Hunter with snacks, baking, watching like a movie or something like that. I probably wouldn't call Lily to do that. I would call Hunter. So that's kind of how I do it, is I have specific things that I do with my friends and specific things that I do with Hunter. That way it kind of like forces me to hang out with both people. Like, of course I could say, Hunter, come to Zara with me, and then let's also hang out tonight and watch a movie. But instead I like to spread my time out. That way I'm not just only hanging out with my friends or only hanging out with my boyfriend. I really want to like spread my time. Balance is a key factor here as well. You want to balance it between your friends and your boyfriend and your alone time. And at the end of the day, it's just going to help all of your relationships, in my opinion. So that's what I do. Next one is, what are you most excited for in the new year? Other than the fact that I'm so excited for starting this podcast and seeing like where it goes and building this community, I would say I'm most excited to move to a different state. Right now I live in Arizona, which I do like Arizona. There's a lot of things that we love about our hometown, but I'm just excited to get out of my hometown, be closer to my friends that live in California, if that's where we end up. We're not sure yet, but just like having new adventures, moving. I'm also so excited to see Coco, my new puppy, grow. Like, she is already so big. We have a double doodle, and when we got her, she like sat right in my lap. She was so small, and then it's been 2 weeks and she can barely even sit in my lap anymore. She's huge, so cute, so like fluffy. I'm so excited to see her grow. I'm so excited to go to the beach with her, and yeah, I'm just excited to adventure more and move out and grow, meet new people, that type of thing. I'm so excited for that. So that's going to be happening within the next like 5 months. That's when our lease is up here in Arizona. Okay, the next one's, what do you do for work? I'm actually a full-time content creator, which means I post on YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, now podcast, and I just create content every single day. A lot of that means filming, taking pictures, short form video, long form video, recording podcast episodes, and then a lot of it is the back end, like computer work, emails, calls, editing, and then a lot of it is like the creative part of it, where I'm like planning content, thinking of new ideas, brainstorming, that type of thing. And then there's also like networking. So there's so much to content creation. I can do a whole episode on like what it is to be an influencer and like the behind the scenes of that, because I feel like influencers get the worst rep when we shouldn't, because I've never worked so hard in my entire life. I've never been more driven in my entire life. It's just like a crazy job that you don't realize how much goes into it. One, you're just like watching all the content and consuming it. It's so easy to sit there and consume a million people's content and then not realize how much goes into it. That's why like when a YouTuber says, like this video, comment on this video, subscribe, like we really mean it, because it shows us that you enjoy that content, and then we'll know to make more of that content. Or it just like shows appreciation for how much work goes into it. And then the same for you guys. Like, obviously you guys subscribing to us is you guys showing us your appreciation, which is really awesome. So yeah, that's what I do full time. I haven't always been an influencer. I just started in 2020 when everything with the pandemic was happening. I started on TikTok, and yeah, that was like in quarantine. I still worked a different job from home. It was for a financial firm. I was an intern. And then before the pandemic, I actually worked at a boutique, but now I do content full time, which I love. I like never want that to change. No matter what I do with my life, I always want to be like posting social media content, because I love it. And I love like connecting with you guys and motivating you. So yeah, that's what I do. Next one is, what have you learned about during 2021? Which I love that question. It's literally the end of the year next week, which is insane. I feel like this year definitely went by the fastest out of all of the years. But I would say I definitely learned what it means to care more about how you feel about yourself than what other people feel about you. I feel like working in the social media space, specifically has made me really value how I feel about myself and not letting other people's opinions affect me, like hate comments or something like that, because people don't like know you offline, you know, like, yeah, you're watching like YouTube videos and stuff like that. But when somebody like makes a judgment on you off of that, they don't really know you as a person. So obviously, like, you can't let it affect you. And honestly, even in your personal life, like someone else making an opinion on you, it doesn't matter if you care so much about how you feel about yourself, like self-love. And I feel like this year I've struggled with that and like caring way too much about what other people think of me, which is actually not normal for me. Like, I feel like I've lived my whole life not caring what other people think. Like, I've done the cringiest things, posting on social media, like posting TikTok dances, don't care what people think. People watching at home are like, what the hell is she doing? She's like dancing on TikTok. That's so embarrassing. Like, I just don't care. But I have let it affect me in the past year, just like a hate comment or something. It'll like sit with me for way too long. And I think that what I learned this entire year was that self-care or self-love is definitely the most important thing. And what I think about myself, I know myself more than anyone else. So I'm the one that can make the call if I'm a good person, if I am caring, if I'm funny, you know, like a good person to be around, because I'm the one that spends all the time with myself. So I'm not going to care about what other people say who see me, what, watch a 10-minute YouTube video of me and then make an assumption, you know what I mean? So yeah, if you guys struggle with that, where you are constantly like wondering if other people like you or like what they think of you, just know that it doesn't matter. What matters is what you think of you. And I think that's like a really important takeaway from the year. Okay. Next question is, how did you get so far in your fitness and wellness journey? I would say discipline, which that word sounds very scary, but what I mean by that is motivation runs out. Not every single day do I wake up feeling motivated to like go do the dishes and be productive and go work out and eat nutritious meals, but I know how it makes me feel. And like I said at the beginning, how I feel is my goal with this healthy lifestyle. So when I'm disciplined with that and I remember, okay, I know I'm going to feel good after I do these things, so I'm going to do it. And like not taking no for an answer. That's how I've come so far. And I've stuck to this healthy lifestyle to where the point I don't really even think of it anymore. These habits have really turned into just my daily routine, weekly routine, yearly routine at this point. So yeah, definitely just like staying disciplined with the tiny habits that make me feel my best. And that's what's helped it turn into like a full routine for me. Next question is, I'm in a weird place right now. I don't like hanging out with my friends as much anymore. So I've definitely gone through this too. I would say you're just outgrowing people and friendships, which is not a bad thing. You're growing, maybe they're growing, you guys are growing apart. That's totally fine. We're meant to meet new people and to be re-inspired by people. And if you're questioning, should I still be friends with these people? Think about how you feel when you leave them. Do you feel rejuvenated? Do you feel like they lifted you up the entire time? Or did they tear you down? Did they make you feel less than them? Things like that. Every time I hang out with someone, I'm not kidding, even like Hunter, I'm with him every single day, I think to myself, how do I feel right now? And I only keep people in my life that uplift me and make me feel super inspired after I hang out with them, super positive, happy. Like, what's the point of keeping friendships in your life if you're going to leave not feeling that way? You know, like, why would you keep that around? And also reciprocate that to other people. I feel like that's something that like all of us really want, is like people who make us feel super loved and inspired. But we have to think of it like we want to be that friend to them too. You can't just take that and then not play a part in their positive friendships. So I would definitely say making sure that not only are you being a really good friend, but you're focusing on what friends make you feel uplifted. The next question is, where do you see yourself living next? I would definitely say that Hunter and I are going to end up in California. I feel like we just will thrive there by the ocean, by the water. I love being by the water. I also love just like all the restaurants and how like lively it is in California. I think it's going to be such a fun change up. We've both lived in Arizona pretty much our whole lives. And I'm just like so excited for a change. So I definitely see us in California, if not a bigger city. My boyfriend works in tech, so we're definitely going to be in a bigger city. So that's actually really exciting for me, because I feel like Arizona is so slow paced. Definitely there's areas in Arizona that aren't like Phoenix or Scottsdale, but I grew up in Tempe. I live in Tempe right now, and I feel like it's just very like neighborhood, like not very, there's just like not a lot going on. Like my daily life is very calm, and I'm definitely excited for a change. and just like a little bit more upbeat of a life while we're young. And yeah, I'm excited. Plus with our puppy, I think it's going to be very fun, a good change. And yeah, I'm excited for that. I thought it would be fun to do those Q&A questions just because I wanted you guys to get to know me a little bit better and just like see where this podcast could go. I feel like podcasting is one of the like number one things that keep people motivated and inspired. That's what I use podcasting for. The second I put on a podcast, if I'm cleaning my house, like I will finish cleaning because of that podcast. Or if I'm like on a walk, I will continue to walk until the podcast is over. That's just like how I am. I get very, very influenced by social media. I've talked about this before in a YouTube video, and I asked you guys if you guys do too, and a lot of you guys said that you do. It's like so easy for me to just be inspired by content. So I'm hoping that a lot of you guys are like that too, where you'll listen to my podcast and feel that like burst of motivation, because there's nothing worse than just like being in a rut or feeling uninspired and like trying to consume content that makes you feel inspired, but like it's not working, or all you're doing is comparing yourself. Like, that's not what I want you guys to do with me at all. I hope you guys don't do that, even like on my other platforms. I feel like I do a good job at showing both sides of my life. Yes, some days I wake up, I'm so productive, I work out, I do like all of these health things, but then on other days, like I have lazy days, I have bad days, I have days where I don't focus on self-love as much, or like I struggle, and I try and share that with you guys. Of course, it's like hard sharing those moments, especially with YouTube. Like, putting a camera in your face when you feel like that is literally the hardest thing in the world. So if you ever see somebody do that on social media, just know like that took a lot out of them. And I like still struggle with doing that. So I hope that this podcast will be easier for me to show those sides of me as well, and just like my opinion, and give me like more freedom to talk. I know that podcasts are definitely a little bit longer than like YouTube videos, at least my YouTube videos. So I'm excited for that, and just like getting closer with you guys. Like, I'm literally just in my room right now with a microphone, drinking a green juice, chatting with you. I love that. And I think we're going to get really close from this podcast. And pretty much 2022 is going to be the best year of our lives. I'm not kidding. Like, not just me, but also you listening. And we're holding each other to that. I want it to be the most like fulfilling year yet. And every single year after that is just going to get better and better. And we have to just like have that mindset. We're not going to say like, oh, like this year might be the best year yet. Like, no, it's going to be the best year yet. That's how I always focus my mindset. It's like there's no plan B, it's just plan A. And I think that's where I have gotten myself really far in the past couple of years, is with that mindset. You have to just not have a plan B. Like, just don't even think about what would happen if not, because that's like setting yourself up for failure. And we have to not do that to reach our goals. So if you guys do have 2022 goals, which I hope you do, because I think that setting goals is so important, and it's like one of the most important aspects of changing your life and becoming what you want to become, because it's what keeps you motivated and inspired. So if you guys have 2022 goals, first of all, you need to share them with me, because I genuinely want to know. And second of all, like, just imagine your life already achieving those goals at the end of the year. Like, don't even give yourself the idea that you might not achieve them, because then you're already setting yourself up for not achieving them. And that's not what we want. We set goals because we want to reach them. It's definitely a journey. Like, I started focusing on fitness and health almost like 5 years ago, when I first like got introduced to like what it was to have like a workout routine and stuff like that. It isn't until today where I can say I feel 100% like balanced and happy with how I feel, and just like physically where I'm at, as in like not talking about my appearance, I'm talking about like how I physically am, like in the gym, in my workouts, stuff like that. So just like be so patient with yourselves. The good things are worth waiting for. So if you guys seriously just focus on that, make sure that you just live every single day to its fullest. Sorry, can't speak. Just know that you're exactly where you're supposed to be. If you haven't reached your goals yet, you will. And yeah, one of my biggest goals this year is to really take this podcast to the next level. I've always wanted to end up podcasting. Not saying I'm not going to like make YouTube videos or TikToks, stuff like that. I'm always going to be posting on every single platform, but I've always pictured myself as a podcaster, because I feel like I have so much to say. I feel like I can help so many of you. I can help myself. I can bring my struggles to this podcast, bring my highs, my lows, just have fun. Like, I want to have a lot of like upbeat, lighthearted podcast as well. I feel like this episode is a little bit deeper just because it is my first episode, and I feel like I've built a name for myself on social media for talking about topics that are a little bit deeper, like body image or health and wellness and my own journey with all of those things. So I really wanted my first episode to reflect that, but don't worry, there's definitely going to be super upbeat, chill conversations with a lot of different people. I have so many ideas of guests to bring on. Like, I just have so many like cool friends that I'm so excited to bring on the pod. If you're listening to this and you want to come on, DM me on Instagram. But yeah, I just have so many different ideas. Also, another little segment I'm going to do in every single podcast is a journal prompt at the end, because I feel like it's just going to be a really good way to leave you guys with something that we can reflect on in the next week. So this week, the journal prompt is going to be, what are you most proud of yourself for achieving this past year? So that's my journal prompt of the week. You guys can like post stories, let me know how it goes, stuff like that. I love like communicating with you guys. And yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I am definitely a little bit more nervous than I normally am. I don't know why. My voice is like so shaky today. And I think it's just because I'm extra excited. If I sound rough today, I'm so sorry, but next week will be better. But yeah, thank you guys so much for watching or listening. I keep doing that because I'm used to filming YouTube videos, but thank you guys so, so much for listening. I love you so, so much. You're literally my best friend, especially now. I can't wait to build our friendship, build this podcast, and I will see you guys in the next podcast episode. Love you.